Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fenway Faithful Podcast. This is Moses Mania, your co-host. This week we hit the road, me and Dave go to a writer from FenwayFaithfulSports.com, Dr. Doom, Ray Menendez, the writer of The Strongest Blog, is going to be on the podcast, giving his input on how he feels as a fan, waiting for baseball and the Red Sox. Hope you guys enjoy this episode. Make sure to check it out on all platforms and give us a shout out on Instagram as we drink. We hope you guys enjoy it. And we're live.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 6 of Fenway Faithful. I am joined by Mo, and we got a special guest today.
What's up, motherfuckers?
Ray, what's going on, man?
What's up, guys?
Welcome, man. We're glad to finally have you on. It's been a long time coming.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So let's fucking jump right into it.
Hop right into this shit.
Why not?
Let's do it, motherfucker.
I know everybody's talking about the new MLB proposal.
It's the top hot topic of conversation this week.
I mean, we all want baseball back, right?
Fuck yeah, I know this guy does.
Yeah. So let's just lay it out there. Major League Baseball Players Association has delivered a counter proposal to the MLB that includes a 70-game season and expanded playoffs in 2020 and 2021. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of frustrated. Ray, let me know, man. What are your thoughts?
I just, you know, I think the frustration is deep with this topic. But, you know, to me, it's cuts on so many levels. I think that first and foremost, there's plenty of money to go around. So where we're going to assign blame, it really comes down to making a little less. But I have a real hard time with the Owners Association essentially telling 30 million Americans that are out of work right now, we're going to make a couple billion less, but we're not going to put our product out on the field.
Yeah.
And to me, that's unacceptable. We continuously hear about, you know, attendance is down, viewership is down, inner city youth wants to play other sports. We're competing with the juggernaut of the NFL and the NBA and a game that I'm so passionate about, you know, that we're still trying to play today.
Yeah.
The opportunity for them to have been unrivaled. They would have been the only game in town. I was a UFC fan before all of this. When they come back around, they'll get my money because they were the first ones to give me something to look forward to.
Yeah. And
in a time when we needed it the most.
Absolutely. And I mean, not to stray too far, but you know, they're going to Fight Island. Shouts to Dana White and the UFC for fighting for it.
I mean, 100% going way off the reservation.
Yeah. You know? NBA too, they're going down to Orlando.
They're gonna have like a bubble or some shit.
Well, they literally have prepared for everything. They got medics. Full they have therapists. Yep. They have
theater,
players,
teachers,
lounges.
Catering.
They got everything for
this. And going to the players earlier on in this. They already said they just want to play in spring training facilities. No fans, fine. So they kind of did the same thing NBA is doing, but the owners are just being jerk-offs about it. They don't want to lose any money anywhere. They want less games.
I think it shows a lot of weakness on MLB's part. It shows continuing issues within the game. You know, in all fairness, and I'm not one to speak about how much someone should make, but I do think there's already a salary issue that the other sports do not have. There's plenty of money involved in the game. You know, and I just have a hard time when you think about as a consumer, all of us, right? I dedicate months and months and months of my life to professional baseball, in addition to what we do personally as far as still playing and enjoying time with family and all that type of stuff. And
absolutely.
They were in a path where, in a perfect world, they could have launched spring training Memorial Day weekend, America. We could have had 30 days of it, and opening day would be the 4th of July, which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
Could you get –
I mean,
tell me something more American.
That's what I'm saying. I don't ever remember growing up where I've missed an opening day.
No, 120
like it sucks,
years about
man.
Baseball Memorial Day.
Yeah,
like,
we said that was like episode one or two.
One of those
episodes. So let's
fucked it all up.
Let's talk about some of the bullet points as far as what the Players Association has presented. So let's go down the list. So we got – 70-game season from July 19th through September 30th.
Okay.
Full prorated pay. Spring training to begin June 26th to the 28th. Expanded playoffs to 16 teams in 2020 and 2021 seasons. I mean, hey. Okay. Minimum pool for playoff shares in 2020 based on rounds played, 50 million if full playoff is staged. I don't know, man. It's shit. I mean, it's kind of like you got to you got to give just in play. Eventually.
Just
yeah.
play.
I mean, there's a lot. I'm literally looking at the bullet points, and there's a bunch of them. Like, universal designated hitter in 2020-21. Parties to collaborate on broadcast enhancements. Mutual waiver of potential grievances under the March agreement. So, and by the way, Ray said something before we started recording. Fuck Rob Manfred.
Impeach that motherfucker.
I'm over him.
He's got to go.
This was his last quote. This needs to be over. Commissioner Rob Manfred said Thursday, until I speak with owners, I can't give you a firm deadline.
This is the same guy who wasn't going to take the World Series trophy away from the Astros because, end quote, it's just a piece of metal.
It's a piece of fucking
shit. Terrible
shit.
For the game. He didn't handle that situation correctly. I think many people who are serious about it, myself included, I was on the verge of walking away at that point.
Yeah.
It was one of the worst things to happen to baseball. And I'm not saying that all cheating and all that doesn't take place, but he didn't do anything about it.
Nothing.
And we've seen managers go, and players are allowed to tweet that they're coming back for another championship this year. That in and of itself left a bad taste in my mouth. But now to be here coming up again on the 4th of July, Father's Day is this weekend. These are huge milestones of the calendar year that, in my opinion, require baseball.
Agreed.
And we don't have it. The schedule thing to me, I'm good with it because it almost mimics what we would have in the second half of the season, right?
Right.
70 games instead of 81. You know, we get to the postseason. I don't have any issue with the schedule. And I'm a traditionalist. I know there's probably many traditionalists who listen to the podcast and they don't want to see baseball change at all.
No,
the only thing that I would say about it is the groundwork is there now, though, where it is free reign to try some of these things to get our attendance up and to get viewership up. So what do I mean by that? And I said this to you, and I know it sounds like a joke, but there's been a lot of talk about we need to do something about extra innings, right? So there was someone who wrote a while back, instead of extra innings, can we go to a home run derby
Pete
platform?
Rose said it. At
or can
time.
We do
Whoa.
Something way off? Can we go to a home run derby platform to settle a tie?
This goes back to the
Do
tie
I agree game. With it? I don't, right? Because I don't want to see the game
that's
change.
That's a little extreme,
right.
But I wouldn't.
But
yeah.
Pitch clock, anything you want to try, you want to do automated strikes, you want to try it in select ballparks or select weekends.
Well, don't forget what they've implemented about when we go into extra innings, man starting on second base, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing
that they've
implemented. And I think technically that's supposed to start this season if it does.
But, you know, to my point, it's like,
no, you're right.
You could have done anything
open
you wanted.
To try anything.
You could have came back with any of the craziest things you wanted to. And I think that it would have maybe not been accepted, but it would have been resisted less.
What really frustrates me is that I see the NBA, I see the UFC, NFL is already preparing. I think they're going to be the one organization that they are going to go full-fledged and they're ready to go, even though it starts later on. You know what I mean?
There's no competing with the NFL.
Yeah,
no.
But
what
I'm saying is, like, you don't hear the bickering and bullshit from all these other, you know, sports.
It's funny you bring that up because that's the one other thing I did want to make sure we had a chance to speak about. And I didn't watch a lot of it because I really didn't have the stomach for it. But I believe it was Tuesday night. Mike Greenberg did the 2-hour special with all four commissioners. And it was at that time, you know, that Manfred – fraud, you know, he
man fraud,
man fraud.
I
he
like
shackled,
it.
You know,
I like
he,
it.
He went from saying there will definitely be a season to I'm not optimistic. And as soon as he was done, Adam Silver, who I have a lot of respect for, I think he does a great job with the NBA. Now, the NBA may not be my first choice of professional sports, but he does put a product out that relates to his consumer base. He has the youth's attention. His attendance is growing.
And he handles it right.
Right. So Manfred comes out and he says, I'm not sure that there's going to be a season. Adam Silver comes out right behind him, and to his credit, and look, I definitely don't want to get off on a tangent about what's kind of happening in society. We're sticking to sports, which is what I love and want to talk about. But
right.
He says it's our social responsibility to entertain people who have been going through dark times.
Yeah.
Up to and including, we have the financial power and the star power to kind of combat some of the issues with social injustices that are happening in society today.
Correct.
He said, we have to get back to playing our sport for more than the fact of playing basketball.
Yeah.
Our stars need to be out there giving people something to look forward
Correct.
To. That's the message I would love for Manfred to have given.
I mean,
and it was the complete opposite. And he was the only one of the four. We could have ice hockey in the middle of July, a full contact sport, and I can't watch our Red Sox play.
See, this is one thing that is frustrating. I mean, I know it's, you know, different continent, whatever, but, like, let's look at the way that European soccer has been brought forth. These, all these guys, I mean, next to baseball, I think soccer players are the highest paid, you know, athletes in the world, right? So all these guys are willing to come back. I mean, the things that the strategies, their approaches to making sure that everybody's safe, obviously no fans, but they're underway already. I mean, these guys are already under, you know, on their way to championships, right? Right. But they're also providing entertainment, healing, and just an insight.
They're doing their job.
As
an athlete, you have a job
so
to play,
like,
the game,
right,
and to take care of what you're doing.
Yeah.
And baseball is America's
so
fucking
pastime. If everybody else can do it, why can't the fucking Major League Baseball?
Because Manfred's a piece of shit.
Manfred
still has not given a reason why they took the second draft away from the Red Sox.
Listen, even if they were, Rob Manfred was to say, listen, we're going to play baseball or we're not going to allow the fans to be in the stadium. Fine, I don't care.
Other sports are doing it.
Other sports are already incorporating
it
at a limited
capacity.
Football's
going to do it.
Yeah.
Correct.
I bet my left nut. Football's going to do it. They're going to have no fans opening day football.
Well, as long as it's not like the Korean Baseball League where they have they've been playing like a fake fan audios. And you can hear people talking shit to each other too. Like we're like, yeah, shut the fuck up. You can hear guys. And
have
then,
you seen?
Besides last episode, we were, you know.
Right. I was going to say, have you seen the
sex
picture?
Sex dolls
in
left.
Sex dolls in left field.
I just want to let the Doosan Bears know that next year we're taking a trip out and our team is planning to play you guys. So if you're listening,
Aguilar,
shit's coming in.
Get ready, motherfuckers.
Doosan
Get
Bears
the passports ready.
That little lefty,
meat.
We're coming for you. Coming for your neck.
Hey, when you see a bunch of bearded guys over there, you know we're there.
Gang, gang, motherfucker, in the motherfucking house.
KBL's in trouble.
So, I mean, you know, like, obviously it's frustrating. I don't know as to when we're going to get, you know, some type of response or answer, but at this point, I'm over it. I mean,
we're all over it.
I've been
seeing
Red Sox, Eduardo.
Rafi Devers every day.
Yeah,
Rafi Devers has tweeted
Rafi
every day,
Devers,
I'm ready to play.
JD, Javi Baez. I mean, the list goes on.
And what I don't
Everybody
like
is ready to play.
What I don't like is it's June 18th. Tomorrow's June 19th. Father's Day is June 20th. And they just expect June 26th. Boom, we're going to go up and they're playing.
Yeah.
Spring training is going to start. Let's go. Let's do it already. It should have been done.
You know, I look at two, like, things that the league has lost, and I think that this is an issue. And, again, sports is the topic, but I think you have to look at things that are happening around us. So what do I mean by that? All, and I mean all, of our spending habits have changed in the past 90 days. We're not going out to eat as much, or we don't have these things that we used to do because they're not available.
Yeah.
So you take a look at some of these other – they're so concerned about their revenue. We lost Mother's Day bats.
Yep.
We lost
Father's
Memorial
Day
hats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Father's Day. We lost 4th of July hats. There's no Home Run Derby uniforms. There's no All-Star uniforms.
No St. Patty's Day.
You think about the things
that
they've already lost. All the revenue they've already lost that they're not going to get back. And, you know, I think about it from a long-term hurt. And I mean this when I say it. I think a lot of people are calling my bluff on this. If there is no baseball – or this goes much further, they will be losing a fan. Like, I can't – time and effort and money that goes into this. Like, I said something earlier. You know, fortunately, you know, my wife and I, we don't have any children. It's just us. And it is still an expensive day at the ballpark to go.
Oh, absolutely.
You take a family of five. I mean, that is an outing. It is an event to go to a game.
2018, we all did.
Now,
we all
now,
did
now,
a playoffs in 2018.
Now, fans, remember, you know, we're guys from the Northeast. Ball games up here ain't fucking cheap.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been to other ballparks around the country. Huge difference.
Yeah.
I mean, you're paying –
it doesn't matter where
$50, $60 for parking, fucking
$13
for beer, $12 for a hot dog. You're talking about $300,
$400. You did the ALCS in 18. We did the ALDS in
18. I paid $120 for standing tickets. ALCS game one for the Red Sox.
We paid around $200.
Yeah. For
season right.
For good season.
And my room that I think was like $450, $500 for the night. So that right there, almost a grand.
The tab, which I don't want, man.
The tab was fucking.
Monty could have probably hooked you up.
the Uber driver,
so,
Monty.
So you think about long-term effects. And then the one thing that we're not even at a place to talk about because we can't get past this year is if there's no baseball this year, we have a CBA coming up next year.
Right.
Are we going to go 2 years without baseball?
Right.
The league is teetering on major issues already because we do not have this influx, again, of youth viewership. Mm-hmm. Inner city leagues are really struggling. You know, we lost the Little League World Series.
Yeah.
There's not to mention, this ripple down effect.
Not to mention, we lost the World Baseball Classic. Yeah. That's not even scheduled till next summer.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So, like, I get it.
And they might not even push it that year. They might just skip it.
Safety precautions. But, like, why is it that it's just, I don't want to say isolated, but why is it that we're losing baseball as a whole? Like, I don't get
because
it.
Because Rob Manfred is hot garbage on a hot summer day.
Like, Rob Manfred doesn't have shit. Well, yeah, I guess he does have to do it.
He does.
You know, like,
but
you know,
you brought it up earlier, too. Just, I mean, when you take a look at some of the plans that could have been in play, and again, we're talking baseball, but Dana White, if you're listening, God, I hope you are, retweet us, check us out. But he nailed it. You're willing to find a private island
and right away
to get your fighters there, other precautions in place and have your checklist, and you're going to get ultimate fighting back for the fans.
Dana,
but when we talked
right,
about,
man.
But when we talked about, two or three isolated, or maybe four, two on each coast, isolated ballparks, so we could get spring training going just to get it started. That was removed immediately. I mean, there's definitely a system out there that is working, you know, with the temperatures. And I know that, again, not to praise Adam Silver, but he went through his plan in great detail during that special on ESPN, up to and including, you know, the one question was, well, you're going to have a quick turnaround because his championship would conclude somewhere like around, I think, the end of October, early November.
Yeah.
There'd be a couple weeks off, and he wants to start in December going into January. So there's, like, no off season.
Okay.
And his reply, we've been doing it with the Olympics this whole time.
Yeah.
Our best players are
playing.
That's what
I'm saying. Right? Like,
so he's got it planned out to that level of detail.
Now,
we can't have baseball.
Do you think that basketball and hockey have it easy, though, since their season was in plates? You know, Manfred is a piece of shit.
I see it the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just Manfred saying no.
I think it's harder because their seasons were in place because you had teams with great momentum. You had teams that no one was. So, like, say you were basketball, just for example.
Right.
Now, you know, I'm not saying that a tremendous amount of film study goes into basketball like maybe it does with football or with baseball, obviously with pitching. But
right.
These guys were hot. They had momentum. A lot of teams were playing. You had guys who had injuries that was affecting their records. Now these guys are healed. I think there's even added elements of confusion and
now,
concern there.
Let's think about this, right? You got sports like soccer, hockey, basketball. All of these athletes are literally on top of each other. It's more of a contact sport than baseball.
I agree.
Put together.
Way bigger risk.
Right?
Way bigger
but
risk.
They've managed to push
figured
through
out.
Those.
Yeah, I agree.
Risks and been able to give the fans and the world what people want to see.
That's right.
So if these guys can't fucking figure it out in the upstairs office, I'm at a point where I'm like, it's frustrating.
Manfred.
I'm fucking mad. My back's up against the wall right now, man.
I think they're not an impeach Manfred. You got rid of him. Start over.
So,
I think in the talks,
I agree with you so much because when you take a look at
major
instances that he had to change the game forever. And show people that it's different, right? The first one was, how many kids out there were wearing an Altuve jersey prior to this?
3 years ago.
So now what? These kids looked up to the 5'2 second baseman who battled the odds and he did all this to cheat?
Yeah.
What kind of message are we sending?
And,
so now you're a parent. What do you say to your kids about cheating?
And you're right.
And he didn't address
right.
it, right? So now you take it one step further. I don't ever want to hear about attendance and viewership ever again because we literally could have been six weeks in competing with the UFC.
You're right,
it's
right.
Not even a competition.
You're right, right. It is so sad that after what happened, you know, through the investigations and in the last season, that literally through American sports, this is one of the sports that a lot of kids look up to.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You have to set
the
example.
And
man.
It's also crazy because Sealy dealt with McGuire and Sosa. We talked about this earlier. McGuire and Sosa were juiced out of their minds. And then 3 years, 4 years later, he dealt with fucking Barry Bonds doing the same thing.
Yeah.
The same shit.
Yeah.
And he dealt with it.
And we view that era as saving the game. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, we can get all the comments and feedback we want. I do not have an issue with anything that took place with any of those guys.
Listen.
If this was football, you would have a completely different opinion of me just from a fair competitive perspective.
Listen, so much shit has gone down in football and has been swept under the rug.
Right.
And these jerseys are still top sellers. Nobody says shit. I mean, you got guys that have been literally
dismissed
for murder and are still allowed to play.
Ray Lewis won a Super Bowl.
Listen, a couple. There's been a couple guys. I'm not going to go into it. Regardless of the fact, they got to get their shit straight, man.
But and you take a look, and you know, I want to talk a little bit about football too, because I mean, look, we all agree football runs the world. And
yeah,
I was thinking to myself earlier, you know, I'm going to be the first person to admit I will not be watching every Red Sox game if there is a season. God willing, there will be.
And you are a Patriots fan.
I'm a Patriots fan. And when football is on, I will find a way to go to a bar that has a Patriots game on.
Yeah.
It's scheduled into our day.
Yeah.
And we are going to watch that football game. So, again, I'm just so on the side of this should not be a negative. This should be the biggest opportunity. Could we have went to a world where it's 50 games and we have two games a week? Not saying, like, I want that, but again, people are saying it's too much baseball. That's a big argument, right?
Yeah.
Six out of seven nights a week is too much. It's a commitment. So now, if you know that your Red Sox are only playing on Tuesday, and maybe they're going to play Saturday, just hypothetically,
that's
right?
Crazy.
Are you now like, damn, I don't have baseball a week. I better make sure Saturday night. No, I can't go do that. Sox are on. But
exactly.
Friday or Sunday, I'm going to meet you there.
But even when the Sox aren't on, you can still come home from work and catch – a Twins game, or just to sit back home and relax. We don't have that luxury right now.
We don't have any of that.
You know what I mean? I can't watch baseball tonight right now. You know, one thing I used to do every day, come home from work, take a shower, fucking put on top 10 web jams of the week, and so on.
All right.
And it's, you know, I don't know. Literally, I'm at the point now where if this proposal doesn't go through, time's a ticking, bro. We're running out of time right now.
Because I don't want to see – I mean, I love the postseason more than anybody.
Oh, it's the best.
No problem with, like, a neck gaiter. It's cold. You know, Javi Baez got his whole face covered up. He's a ninja. I'm good with all that.
Yeah.
But I don't think we need to push it to a level where –
they're playing December.
I need to make a decision between – am I watching football on Thanksgiving or am I watching the World Series?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
you know, because so it's going to be football. I'm just going to be honest with you right now.
October baseball, whether
it's special,
it's the Sox,
it's fucking special,
or whoever, it is nostalgic.
Unless
I mean,
it's the Astros, because they're pieces of shit.
Yeah, dude, for
hot
me, when I, 2018,
and you know what?
I was out there postseason in October.
We
you know how special
there.
That was?
We're all, and we felt it. We all felt
like it.
Like,
it was amazing.
You know, we're going to do another.
I turned into a kid being out there.
We're going to do another episode on the 2018 playoffs. So Rays will be on again. But just touching on it real quick, it was the vibe in that stadium was special to non-special.
Well, and, you know, those playoffs proved a few things, too, because, you know, all the power in the world to the Dodgers, the Red Sox, I thought they played a great series. I had no problem with Dave Roberts and all the moves that he made.
Same.
And honestly, the best game of that World Series was the Red Sox loss. Max Muncy, you're listening, way to end an amazing, thrilling baseball game.
Yeah,
walk off. It was a huge moment for you. I don't like the paint job on that bat. Whatever, different conversation. But, you know, I watched that whole game, and, you know, I had no issue with that. And to lose those moments, and again –
and
those are the moments that the diehards love. What do the diehards not love that the rest of the public is like, if there's one night we're going to get baseball, they're going to watch?
Yeah.
It's the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
And
to lose that
weekend is, to me, I don't know how you come back from that. Again, revenue generated by hats and jerseys.
To me, I don't give a fuck about your revenue.
No, I don't give a shit.
About your fan attendance. I don't give a fuck.
Whether it's
the Red Sox or the fucking Kansas City Royals, I just want to watch postseason
baseball. The bottom dollar team is estimated to still make over $1 billion, and that's the Marlins. You can't live off $1 billion. Go suck a dick in a phone booth and die.
Well, and
you
Jeter
can't
has
do
that,
that
in his bank account.
Yeah,
also,
and Jeter,
so he can fund
Jeter,
them.
Jeter,
right.
Exactly.
Right.
Jeter's been rebuilding.
You play in front of 10 fans anyway, Marlins.
Jeter's been rebuilding that organization for the last 2 years.
Marlins, man, don't even go to the fucking games.
No.
He's the most popular fucking Marlin.
I mean, all right. So bottom line.
But he is. Think about it. Who do you think about the Marlins? Marlins man behind home plate on Sunday Night Baseball. That's what you fucking think of. Not the fucking Marlins.
Listen.
And the Florida Marlins, not the Miami Marlins. Fuck you people.
Listen. Here's the question. If this proposal doesn't go through, what the fuck do you think is going
to
happen?
Do you think
Manfred is going to be like, well, fuck
Tony Clark said. Tony Clark
said,
listen, 70 games or fuck off. And now Manfred has a point. And, you know, Manfred's being a bitch about it. He really is. He's like, I don't know. Well, step in. You're the middle guy.
There's so much riding on this, though. We're talking about arbitrations. We're talking about free agency. Yeah. There's a lot of shit. Imagine yourself being a professional player in the MLB, being like one of those like top 20 guys that you know you're going to get fucking 9 innings in there, right? And you're just sitting at home, fucking thumbing your ass. Like, all right, man, I'm ready to fucking play. I don't even care about the money anymore.
There needs to be baseball. They should all, both sides, but I know it's really being controlled by one. Everybody should be ashamed of that.
It really
should. We have gotten.
Yeah, I agree, right?
I understand that every 10 years we could expect this type of, you know, recession, depression, you know, this type of financial situation. We've all seen it, but I don't think anyone in our lifetime has really seen this type of pandemic.
No, we haven't.
We're not out of the woods yet. You know, so while people were worrying about how they couldn't get toilet paper for their house, or, you know, they were scared to go to the food store because they have young kids, or they cared for their elderly parents, or they weren't working, or, okay, thank goodness for the CARES Act, but I'm, you know, this or that, and mental health and all these other things. And then you fast forward to what we're kind of dealing with here as far as these other social injustices and situations. I mean, I don't want to go off on a completely different tangent, but let's not forget, we do have Jackie Robinson in our corner here. So baseball has dealt with a lot of what we're talking about in society as well. Where we missed Jackie Robinson Day, right? We didn't get that this year either.
It's the first time in my life that I literally was like, wow, man. Like,
this is a time where they have the financial ability.
Jackie wasn't honored this year, man.
They have the financial ability and the star power to make a difference, to help their community.
And not to go so deep into this, you know, what's going on right now in this country and around the world, there's beauty and then there's a lot of ugly shit.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, at Fenway Faithful, we're all about justice and fucking peace and, you know, making sure that everybody's all right.
Absolutely.
But at the same time, it's like, I feel like MLB has such a platform.
Absolutely.
To push that.
The biggest. For 8 months, they could be out. When they do their cancer drives and everything else, stand up to cancer.
Like, for example, I saw a lot of these soccer teams starting their season up. And in the beginning, it's a big soccer tradition, whether it's somebody that passes away or it's just a moment of silence and in honor of whatever is going on. They all stand in the middle circle, 8-10 minutes, moment of silence. You know, these guys are putting the movement on their jerseys. Right. Fuck our last names.
Right.
You know what I mean? I feel like MLB needs to take advantage of the platform and push that.
Now they're really fucking
and
up.
This, and because of what's happening right now, I don't want to say they're being judged, but people are watching.
Yeah, and let me take that one step further. When quarantine started, I think we were all craving sports, and kudos to ESPN for playing a lot of throwback games.
Yeah.
But let's just remember, I can't remember what day of quarantine it was, so let's just call it day two. It could have been day one or day three. But one of the first games that they showed was the Mike Piazza home run coming back from 9/11.
And we spoke about
that. And that is a big deal.
Yeah.
And this is,
that was powerful.
I'm in no way, shape, or form will I ever make a comparison like that. But I'm just giving
you
the idea.
But we're looking for one of those moments right
now. But we are. I think we all are. We're looking for that walk-off. We're looking for, you know, look, we're Red Sox fans, right? But we're looking for Aaron Judge to walk off in the bottom of the ninth in the Bronx.
I mean,
we're looking for Mike Trout
fans
to hit the cycle.
Yeah.
We're looking for a no-hitter alert to pop on our phone in the seventh inning of one of these games.
We're looking to see Bryce Harper go 0-3 and hit a walk-off home run on his brand new team.
Bryce Harper's a little bitch.
Yeah, we're not fans of Bryce Harper, but it was just an example.
And Philly.
We're looking for Machado hit a ground ball to short and tear both hamstrings.
Listen, we're from Jersey. Fuck them. All right? Fuck
the
Eagles. Fuck the Sixers.
Fuck them all. Die, Eagle, die.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Go drop dead.
Yeah,
you and Rob Manfred, hop on a boat and fucking go right off Niagara Falls.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you.
But I mean, like you know, just get back to it.
Right.
There's a lot of shit going on. There's a lot to be fucking done. I am really praying and hoping that something changes within the next couple of days.
I would just say, I think we need to move on a little bit maybe, but
yeah, we're just gonna
last thing I want to say here on that is, man, Frog, if you're listening,
get your shit right.
You know, stop being a little bitch and just know that for myself, I mean, if we don't have baseball this year, we're on the heels of the CBA. You might be losing at least one more, but I'm sure there's other fans who are going to go. And if the NBA comes back before in hockey, there's going to be a lot of youngsters wearing other than Major League Baseball jerseys.
All right. Mo, what do you got?
I'm going to hit pause real fast. Hold on. All right, so now on to my opinion on Rob Fuck-Your-Face Manfred. He's a piece of shit, that guy. So
I see you put a lot of thought into this.
Can I ask a question? Because I don't know. What's the whole, as far as approach with?
I don't think he has an approach, Dave. I think he's just throwing shit at the wall.
That's not my question. As far as commissioners go, are these guys voted in?
I don't know.
Like, how does that work? Like, are you? Like,
it must be on Indeed.
It varies by league, but I think the big thing to remember is that the commissioners of these leagues work for the owners. So it's not a surprise that he's taking these stances.
So they're answering to owners. That's what you think.
You think the owners are behind this, not him? He's just a dildo.
But here's
in the middle.
Though.
Absolutely.
There's got to be a daddy of baseball. Who fucking puts him there? That's my question.
I don't know. I mean, he lied on his resume. He's dog shit.
He's been dog shit since he stepped in.
If you use Goodell as the example, like, it's all about the owners. That's like Goodell asked for whatever it was, $10 million a year.
Listen.
And he wanted a private jet for the rest of his life.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, like Goodell's last contract negotiation.
Are you a fan of Goodell? I'm asking.
I am not. And I think, in my personal opinion, the reason I think we're so critical of Manfred is because he's had opportunities to do something correctly. And he has.
He just keeps fucking it up.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Rob, if you're out there, listen here, buddy. I'm less of a fan of Goodell because Goodell is like a dictator. You can smoke marijuana and I can smoke marijuana, but you get a 2-game suspension and I get a 4.
Yeah.
There is no rhyme or reason to the madness, to your point. There's a lot of things. We don't need to get into the detail. There's a lot of things that have happened in the NFL, and your suspension's different from mine. My suspension is different from yours.
Correct.
And it doesn't make any sense.
So, Ray, you were right, man. I looked it up on Google. The commissioner is chosen by a vote of the owners of the teams.
Right. So that's why we're in this predicament.
It's all fucking
politics. Right. That's why we're in this situation of the teams don't want to lose revenue. Again, I want to be very clear. This isn't lose money. They're going to make money. There will be profit coming from this season, but the owners are pushing for this because they're – okay, again, I keep using simple math. Instead of making $10 billion, they're going to make $5 billion. But to the point of, if anyone out there listening can understand how insensitive that is to the person who has not worked in 90 days,
yep.
to the person who has lost their job, we have to
37
our favorite people, bartenders.
Yeah,
bartenders have not worked.
I mean, look at these minor league players.
Their careers were
on a rise.
Oh yeah,
and because of this bullshit, they're out of job. We're talking about guys that make what $500 to $600 a week,
barely enough to live a month,
fucking sleeping in shitholes,
chasing their dream.
And you know what? Shout out to you guys
for
fucking hanging in strong. Shout out to the big MLB players that are holding them down.
Yeah, honestly, shout out David Price, covering that shit. I respect him.
I got word that a lot of players, professional players, that are from the Dominican, have been giving away houses, holding their families down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just baseball. Baseball, we're family. That's just the way it is. But pretty much, I mean, yeah, right back to your point. Like, it's unfortunate, man.
So back to Manfred, fuck him.
And
he has a chance to turn two in dog shit. So he's fucking this up. And now we all heard about the Yankees cheating last week. What do you do about that?
But what happened? Apparently, they were supposed to release a letter by Monday, 12 p.m.
And they refused to. And Manfred hasn't said shit.
So
and he's just
nothing
trying to
came out of that.
Yeah, he's just trying to spoon it in the rug.
What the fuck?
They got caught cheating, just like the Astros.
Wasn't it a whole legal discrepancy?
They didn't
release the letter?
I saw one. I don't know if it's true or not. I was on Twitter when it all broke, and I was reading everybody's comments and articles. They're saying the Yankees had guys in the stadium relaying signs to the hitter mid-game. A paid guy was in, like what the Blue Jays did back in the day. With the guy in center field, it had guys on the first base and third base side. And when a batter would step out and look at the third base coach or first base coach, the fan who they had in place was hearing signs from up above during games, stealing signs, giving signs.
So we don't know anything about that.
So right I don't now. Know if that's true or not.
I haven't seen any news on that since
if
the weekend.
Feeling, if I think it's irrelevant, in my opinion. So maybe they're going to take a second-round draft pick. He's already proven
but
that he's
my
not
going
to do anything.
But that's my point. The Red Sox are found not guilty, but they take a second-round draft pick. You Google right now, yeah, why were the Red Sox draft pick taken? Yeah, there's no reason
Red Sox,
why.
Red Sox lost right. the second round.
Why they lost it. But now what do you do to them? That's the New York Yankees. That's the dynasty of dynasties. That's the king of kings.
Yeah, well,
we
mean,
hate
they,
to say it.
27
rings is 27 rings. They need to all eat shit. Aaron Judge is a fucktard. But you know what?
Wow.
They have it there.
He's a great hitter. I mean, I don't know.
Strikeout leader.
Yeah.
How do you get the sign you still strike out?
Well, I mean, you know, don't
but
forget.
But that's their approach.
But that's their approach. You know what I mean? Like, we could talk shit about Giancarlo Stanton having the most strikeouts
another
in
one.
History.
Another one.
But we won't do that.
So,
like,
Manfred has
still.
A shot to do both. And honestly, he's fucking up. Impeach him. Get rid of him. 2021, they redo the fucking.
I don't think you're ever going to get
that'll
rid of
never
him.
Happen. You know why? Because these fucking owners got his hand, he's the hands in his pocket,
yeah.
And
that's
they
what
know what the fuck is good for them. You think these owners care if they get a season or not? No, they don't give a fuck. You know why? Because they're sitting in their fucking nice Rolls Royces and just hanging out. They don't give
and
a
I
fuck.
And I think the biggest thing about that is to anyone who thinks, I'm going to be a baseball fan forever. Well, when the rest of us decide we're out, and we're not going to go to a stadium.
The game's done.
Your ticket price is going up. So
yeah.
You pay my share
yeah.
to these owners who
yeah.
won't give us baseball now.
I mean, we're already paying insane amounts.
Crazy amounts.
Okay? I don't know any other sport where you pay that much money for a fucking postseason ticket or a World Series game.
I agree.
What kills me is we paid what we paid at Fenway Park.
Does it bother you to pay?
No, but listen to me. This is heaven on earth. Fenway Park is heaven on earth. When I die, I'm going to die on Fenway Park, bury me behind second, throw my ashes mid-game. Just do it. Heaven on earth. The Yankee Stadium is double that price.
That's a big – I don't know, man. We might have to sanitize you. You might fucking
– There's nothing sanitized about me.
Well, I don't know about that, buddy.
I sweat in showers.
Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, guys. we can fucking go on for a while. We've already gone over – our limit.
But we have a special
minutes.
Guest tonight, Dave.
But of course, and I'm all for it.
You know what
it.
Else is special?
So let's lighten things up.
You know what else is special while we lighten things up?
What?
Wikipedia.com.
Oh, yeah.
You get any special shirt you want. And guys, with the special code FFS15, you see this fucking money on some wicked piss at gear.
Get your fucking gear.
So make sure you get your gear and check them out. That's the plug. Have fun with that. All right, back to the show.
You guys want to talk about Miguel Sano being accused of an assault in DR?
So we.
I'm going to Manfred for this as well.
Manfred
is
always out here.
Manfred's in cahoots with Michael Sano.
No.
Listen, Sano. I need you to drive the car. Don't ask where we're going. Don't ask about what we're doing. Just drive the motherfucking car.
Michael Sano's clock is ticking. If he doesn't have a season, he's not going to hit 40 home runs in 70
so
games.
Wait,
but they got guaranteed money coming. This is the only sport with guaranteed money. And Michael Sano's like, oh, yeah.
He just signed the fucking $30 million deal in January.
Guaranteed money.
First
base. Guaranteed
spent.
Money.
And a pretty good fucking.
And they moved him to first? Dude.
I don't know.
Dude.
So, all right. So, getting back to it, these are apparently accusations, and from the news that I've read, Sano is saying that he's not
he's
guilty.
Guilty. He's
so,
guilty.
This is a quote
that like Sammy Sosa saying in his house. He had all that media in. What
oh,
if, are you on steroids? No, Pablo Espinosa.
Don't get me started with Sammy Sosa. I saw something today that they were saying that the only reason that the Cubs haven't invited Sammy Sosa back to Wrigley is because he won't admit. To be found guilty of steroids.
A man turned himself white. You
yeah.
can't trust him.
Listen, by the way, when I went to DR, I think it was like 2013, I saw his fucking crib. It's insane. It's like two New York blocks.
Shinfo.
It's wild. Completely but long story short, back to Sano. So Sano said that he told the newspaper that I guess the alleged accuser, Ramos, has requested 10 million Dominican pesos, which is equivalent to about 170,000 in U.S. dollars, to drop all accusations.
The
yeah.
Dr. Evil of requests.
Yeah. In return. $170,000.
And Sano is fucking doing this.
Listen. In return, Sano said.
Pay me to the mouth.
In return, Sano said that he would sue Ramos for 30 million pesos or about $500 million American currency. Listen. This shit sounds fishy to me.
This shit.
Okay. Motherfuckers go to DR, go to vacation.
We all get
shit happens.
We all get fucked up. Listen, and wake what, up naked somewhere.
What happened to Poppy fucking last summer? Wait, what?
We all get fucked up, wake up naked somewhere. You wake up on a front lawn.
Not me, Sanoa's sir.
Sanoa's doing it.
Not me, Sanoa's sir.
Sanoa's one of these guys.
I don't know, not me, sir.
He went straight into the streets.
Some of us have UFOs chasing us.
Yeah, right?
Mo did tell me last week that he went out and hung out and woke up at somebody
Memorial
else's house.
Memorial Day. I know I got home Memorial Day, but then I woke up at somebody else's house, butt ass naked. Just don't know how you get there.
Hey, well, you're enjoying your life, brother.
Living your best life.
Proud of you. I mean, we don't got to go into it. I don't know.
I can't get into it. I don't know names.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about Sanoa.
I just think it's crazy to hear these stories to the point you have a $30 million guaranteed contract.
And you go
home to a country again that can use your support. I'm sure you're the man down there. And whether this is true, false, you know, whatever it is, you end up in a headline where
didn't Poppy's shooter get paid like $200 to shoot?
Apparently, I don't know the exact.
Monty would do that for 50.
Monty will fucking. Monty would drive you to Springfield, Mass right now for $50, bro.
Best story he ever told. So my father passed away. I inherited $20,000. And he's driving to the casino, right? He's like, we inherited $20,000. And I came here. That was the story.
So,
you never heard anywhere about it.
The house always wins.
He's like, a week later, I'm back to driving Uber. Here I am.
So we just thought, you know, we'd bring this up. There's not really being anything brought up onto it. But it's just apparently accusations we don't know. We know some players have a wild side, but I don't know the guy from a fucking can of paint, so I can't say shit.
You know what I mean? Can of paint?
Never heard that expression?
No, before. I haven't.
Look it up.
I've heard it.
Thank you.
It's a very good saying.
Thank you. Shut the fuck up.
Put your mask up. I know you saw that on your neck.
Miguel Sanu, we need you to not be guilty.
Yeah,
I hear you're driving the pace car at Daytona this year.
Hey, man.
He has left turn signal manually on.
Listen, so guys, I'm in a NASCAR league, so they talk shit about me. But
all
right.
Left turns.
Turn
all day.
Four is the doozy.
There's no K-turns. There's no blinkers required.
Just bush
light. It's like going to fucking shop right now. There's arrows on the ground. It's a fucking
shop right.
Get going the wrong way!
You like that? With the new rules at like retail stores with arrows, is it NASCAR for you to go to the food store? Because you have to go one direction, you get yelled at by.
Shout out to Menard Grayson and Bud Light. Fuck this guy.
Fuck this guy. Yeah, what's next on the agenda? What's next? What was that next on the agenda?
High touch shout out.
Anyways. All
right. Oh, that's right. This week, Whiskey of the Week.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Whiskey
guys.
Of the Week. Guys,
yeah,
I wanted to
guys.
Shout out.
So last week, we dropped a fucking hint saying that every week we're going to try a different whiskey. Ray, being our fucking guest.
We let him pick.
We let him pick, and we picked, what is it, Mo? Go ahead.
You didn't say the name, just I can't. I'm out of lips.
You can't talk? All right. So we are drinking Mitcher's Small Batch American Whiskey.
And, all right, go ahead. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
I can tell.
It's actually
so
right.
So good at a loss for words. Huh?
It's right across the street from Louisville Slugger, so that's American as fuck.
To the person who suggested Evan Williams, you're fired.
Evan Williams was suggested by
Drop his name.
No, I told him I shout him out. We're gonna get around to it eventually because you're one of few. That
yo, shout out to Gracie on the pod.
DJ,
best girl in the world.
I actually can't pronounce your last name, so DJ Aslin.
Wait, what?
You pronounce that.
Reframe,
David. Is it Spanish?
You're the A, Mike, not me.
DJ Aslin.
Yeah, Aslin,
yeah,
see?
It's
boom!
Glasses,
I said it right!
I see the service member, so thank you for your service. All
right, and then I want to give another shout out to this other guy. This guy, he was the first to comment, and it was, I don't want to say strange, I'm not going to bash you.
Oh, my God.
But, so I posted this on all the forums. Hey, give us a drink selection. And this guy made sure to tell me within 0.2 seconds he's been sober for 4 years. So congratulations.
That's awesome. Hey, man, if that's your goal,
P.U. Bane.
With you, man. Good
Evan
job.
Williams,
good job.
I can't support you, but back
P.U.
to this.
P.U. Bane, good. Chatty.
So back to this Mitchers. Ray, this was your choice.
Yeah,
I like it. Who told you this? This is Kentucky Bourbon,
yeah,
right?
So to Moses' point, Michter's is one of the oldest distilleries in the country across
it's
the street
good.
From Louisville
good.
Slugger. So it ties into what we're talking about.
Yeah.
They have quite a few varieties. We're drinking the Blue Label Small Batch.
I know it's a sour batch, too.
It is an on-blended, and it is awesome. I got to say,
it
really is smooth.
I mean, I've been drinking it, a little bit of ice.
A little Cuban there. You know,
yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah, it's
Cuban.
Good. It's good.
Nothing bad.
And as a whiskey fan, if you put your fucking whiskey in the freezer, I'll punch you in the face.
I'll fight you right now.
You don't
now.
Do that shit.
And I mean,
why
to be fair, you know,
that?
I don't get putting booze in the freezer, but if you do want to put a splash of Red Bull, Moses will co-sign that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Co-sign.
I mean, like, for example, like, I've done a little splash of ginger ale. I'm all for
it. It helps.
Or if you're, you know, you're having a day, fucking clean. I don't mind room temperature.
Saturday
whiskey.
Will be clean for me.
I need a little cube.
No, me.
No, I can't do neat. I can't do neat.
I can do it neat, no problem.
Really?
Man.
I did the last time I
But like, I'll sit there for like 30
that
minutes.
Night,
with
that one
bitch.
Night we were out, you were drinking, like, what was that, tequila, lime, neat?
No. I mean, I barely drink tequila, but like, you'll find me.
You drink White Claws neat?
Yeah, is that neat?
You know what? You know what? This is the last time.
I can't talk shit, so I brought my White Claws.
Yeah, you drank a fucking tall boy.
And so, and he. Well, first off, I brought two tall boys. I mean, him. It was a fucking prop for a photo shoot. This motherfucker. This motherfucker opens his fridge up and has a variety pack.
No, it did not. Well, that was the grill I had there.
But I mean, White Claw is in demand. Mostly, it's a variety pack. It's hard to get.
You look like you drink Truly's in the bathtub. So
I don't have.
I did hear that Truly has a strawberry lemonade. Variety. And I'm just saying if I was gonna drink one that I won't.
Have you guys heard about this High Noon shit?
High Noon.
High Noon is apparently like another
High Noon's like
fishing
time.
No, it's
High West bourbon.
High West was
I'll take
selection.
That. No, but this High Noon shit, it's like sparkling, like flavored with like mixed with vodka. But that sounds like a fucking
I don't do vodka. Vodka's
a
double juice, if you ask me. It's not my type of shit.
Yeah, well, you're on worse. So,
yeah,
anyways.
Way worse.
All right, so that was our whiskey.
Mishers, thank you. Guys, keep the selections coming. And Doc Doom, keep selecting shit because I don't want to know.
Yeah. All right, so let's close it out with the Red Sox draft picks of 2020.
Shout out to the draft picks.
All right, so I know we covered it last week in the first round overall, 17th pick. We got Nick York. Great pick, high school kid. Number three, overall 89th. Another high school kid, Blaze Jordan.
We put him on our story. He's a fucking monster.
He's an animal.
Bro,
did
you see his hands?
Yeah. He's a big boy.
He has touching mitts.
Yeah.
His hands.
Yeah.
Like
all right. Round four, 118th overall. We got Jeremy Wu Yelland. And last one,
Woo.
Round five, overall pick at 148th. Shane Drohan. So,
now,
shout out to all you guys.
Shout out to them.
Wish you the best of luck, and we hope to see you out in the ballpark.
Ray, you had a point on the first round draft pick you wanted to make.
Nick York, right?
Nick York. That's
Nick
right.
York.
Nick York,
baseman,
baby.
Signed to Arizona State.
That's
Laser
correct.
Show's alma mater.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I just want to say I apologize that we drafted you because I think that you're going to get caught up in this political.
See,
game.
I didn't know if you were going to go into that.
I'm telling you, I think you're going to get caught up in this nonsense.
All four of these guys, man.
We lost our draft pick.
All four of these guys.
I'm not saying that you're not the right pick. I think you're going to be a great pro one day, you know, if you stick with it. But if they don't sign you, we get the pick back. I think there's more in play here. I don't think it's right. I don't think that's fair to you. So, Nick York, wherever you land, if you make it to the show, I'll be supporting you because I don't think that's fair for them to do that.
Yeah,
to you.
Man.
And I hope you have a great college career.
Gentlemen, shout out to all of you guys. Keep your heads up. Keep fighting.
Now,
I mean, you know, just keep going out. And not to cut you off, but you know who I really feel bad for?
Who?
All these fucking high schoolers across the world. I mean,
bro,
across the country.
Seniors.
Like,
seniors,
man.
I train them.
These guys have been busting their ass their entire lives for this year.
I do want to say something, though, about mindset for these youngsters if they're out there. I know that high schoolers are upset. And if you're a senior and you lost your season, and I think that's really tough for you.
I will say,
if you're a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, if you're an eighth grader going into your freshman year, many states like ours, New Jersey, is instituting a statewide tournament. So we have a tournament coming up in Jersey that's capped at 82 teams. You may not think it's quote-unquote serious. it may not be the same as that experience you would have had for your spring season. But I think in a lot of instances, they're going to have community fields. I think there's going to be 4 to 6 teams on a field mm-hmm. given a weekend. It's going to make it a lot easier for these collegiate scouts to come check you guys out.
Absolutely.
You never know who's watching. I'll tell you, we, like Moses mentioned, we have the privilege of coaching up some of you young guys. And if those of you who have been home and doing that work and watching your diet and going for your runs and lifting your weight are going to be head and shoulders above the people who have been sitting
around the process
playing Overwatch or whatever other nonsense you're out there doing. Loose Cannon, if you're listening, I got you, dog.
He's your jungle. Cutters.
Yeah.
But
I mean, guys, keep fighting for it. Keep going after it. Don't
the dream's
quit.
Never dead, guys.
Yeah. Because once you give up, it's over.
Not to go off the dive. Look, I graduated, took 2 years out the game, and I still chased it. The dream's never dead until you let it die.
To me, I mean, listen, I was never chasing a professional level. But just being out on the field, that shit was everything to me.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So
now, before we go.
Heads up, guys. Heads up.
Before we go, Ray, you're a writer for FenwayFableSports.com, the strongest blog on the blog site. What's next for you, man? What do you feel like?
I think right now we're going to do a little bit of a pivot. We're actually going to probably talk more about that high school topic, actually, because
that'd be great, actually.
There's a lot of high schools right now that are canceling their summer workouts.
Yeah.
And, you know, without getting into too much detail now, in my opinion, a high school football player not preparing for his upcoming season is more dangerous than COVID.
My opinion.
These kids got to be strong. They have to be able to protect themselves. They need to be able to not get hurt. So we're going to talk a little bit about high school preparation for sports as we go forward. And then, of course, I think I'm officially ready to start writing about the World's Strongest Man 2020. That'll be coming in November.
Martins.
Don't forget, with FenwayFaithfulSports.com. Keep your eyes out. Ray, thanks for joining me, man. Thanks, man. Seriously. Like,
we're going to have you on again.
Me and Mo act a little bit wild, but I feel like you leveled it out for us this week. So
I'll have you.
Thanks for having us on. Jeannie, thanks for having us here.
Grace,
thank you.
We've talked about this topic for a while, and it's one that I get fired up about with Man Fraud, so I'm just happy we could kind of come on here and kind of get some stuff out there to the listeners.
Well, listen, I don't think it's going to be the last time.
No, MLB, got to figure this shit out.
Suck my dick from the back. You know what I mean?
You are noticed, motherfucker.
Guys, as usual, it's been a pleasure. Check us out. Mo, you want to say something?
Ray, anything else left to say?
No, thank you guys so much.
It's a pleasure.
This has been great. We know, guys, this is like double our time. Thank you, guys. Dave, anything? No, guys, make sure to check us out online at the Fenway Faithful. It's FenwayFaithfulSports.com. On Instagram, it's Fenway_Faithful_Sports. Find me on Twitter. I'm everywhere. Fuck you all. I am out. My drop.
Peace.